How are we doing, guys?
Yeah, good, thanks. How are you?
Good, good, good. So I guess my first question is, right, since this is your first EP, can you tell us a little bit about the names for songs and what themes you guys are exploring in each of them?
So the names for the songs, just kind of, we picked what I was naturally close to what we were talking about. And a lot of these songs were kind of, we wanted to write about our experience within the industry so far, you know, whether it's traveling, doing our first few shows, and now we're getting to doing our 40th, 50th shows. So it's kind of, we wanted to capture that evolution, I guess, and how we elevated up, if I do say.
Yeah, fair enough. Can you tell us a little bit about, like, the name Jaka?
Yeah, so Jaka is it's a skin name given to us. Myself and my brother Jeff, we're Jabba Jabba Mob, which is a little area just north of Broome in Western Australia.
Right.
And skin names were passed down through generations. Mm-hmm. And it's a real in-depth and interesting concept. But our skin names given to us is Jakamara. So that includes me, all my brothers, all my cousins. Our generation is known as Jakamara. You know, if we go the generation above, so my father, his brothers, they will be Jukurus. I could go on all day about how complex it is, but as simply as it is, we decided to use that skin name and we shortened it a little bit, so we're left with Jaka.
Yeah, fair enough. Okay, so I guess sort of this ties into my next question about the music itself, right? I had to listen to the EP earlier today, and it's very interesting. But
thank you.
But I wanted to get an idea of where you guys decided to fuse sort of rock, jungle, hip-hop, bit of trip hop with like First Nations sort of instrumentation and sort of color palettes, for want of a better description.
I'll let Felix talk about this one.
So yeah, I think for the boys, putting the traditional instruments in a modern context has always been something that we've talked about, like bringing the didge into a new sort of sound and using all of our different influences. Because when we first started, we were talking about what we sort of wanted to make and the stuff that we like listening to and stuff. And although we have a lot of overlapping interests, there was like a pretty big sort of pot of interests that we wanted to try and tackle. So I think as a band, we've always tried to keep our horizons broad in terms of what we create and what sort of music we make. But it's always, like for us, it's always important to have the didgeribone kind of be at the forefront of that and be treated as the main instrument.
Yeah, I mean, I've never really heard of a didgeribone, but Is that an accurate description? It's sort of a slide didgeridoo, like a trombone kind of thing?
Yeah, that's exactly it. So you're using the technique that you would use for a didgeridoo or a yidaki. But the twist is it can go up pitch, down pitch, and you know, create a whole different level for it.
There you go.
But the name trombone didn't really stick, so didgeribone it.
Yeah, that's fair enough. And I guess this is a question for both of you. Both of you guys, Felix and Jake. So when did you first get into music, and what are some of the artists and bands that sort of inspired you to create yourselves?
Well, I've been learning guitar since I was probably about 6 years old. My dad was like, "You're gonna learn guitar." And back then I was like, "No, I don't wanna learn guitar, I wanna go play soccer with my mates and play video games." But it stuck, and I've always enjoyed it now. It's getting over that initial hump. But for me, I listened to a lot of psych rock. So like Pink Floyd was like one of my biggest ones listening to when I was first learning guitar.
Mine
like
too,
a lot
man,
of that.
Mine too.
Yeah, they're incredible. So like I listened to a lot of Pink Floyd, and then more on the classic rock, I was listening to a lot of Led Zeppelin. So like Jimmy Page was arguably my favorite guitarist. And then also happened to listen to a lot of hip hop and just like love like 80s rap and all of those like Jay Dilla beats and all that sort of inspired stuff. So it's been a fun intersection for me, getting to do a bit of both in the band.
And Jake?
Our music journey actually started very similar when our old man, he taught me how to play didge when I was six.
Okay.
And, you know, but before then, music was always a part of our lives. Because we'd go to, you know, we'd go to Woodford Folk Festival, and just one experience there would completely change my view on music. You know, you'd see artists like Catch a Fire from NZ coming through. From down in Melbourne, you'd see Cat Empire. You know, all these crazy large bands that you'd see and you'd just absorb it. Mm. So music was always a big part of life from the beginning.
Yeah, fair enough.
But yeah, it's really kind of benefited over time. And the more we've tried different things and, you know, made our own music, the more we just love it.
Yeah, no, that's entirely fair. And it's sort of, yeah, it's good when you meet someone who's sort of on the same wavelength as you, I guess, which just sounds like where you guys both are, which is great. So I guess my next, and this is sort of my next sort of final question, which is a bit of a two-parter, but what's next for you guys, like for the band after the tour? I mean, you're obviously probably getting back into the studio, but what would you guys like to see in a future sort of LP when you get to one, like a full-length album?
Yeah, you bang on. We're definitely keen to get back into the studio and write and record a bunch more whenever we're done. But I think it's hard to say. I think we're I guess because you said you listened to the EP, there's kind of like a couple different directions I guess we could take it in, and just enjoying the experience and kind of continuing to figure out our sound is just the exciting part for us I guess. So.
Continue that. I also think we're scratching the surface now. Now with that EP, luckily we're able to push out all the music we've been doing, but we were definitely scratching the surface in terms of what we can do and what we can talk about, you know, in our lyrics and musically what we can bring together. So a lot to do.
Yeah, a lot of the EP songs were songs that we've been playing pretty much since the start of the band. Like,
right.
A lot of them, they've been around and evolved and changed a bunch over time because we've been gone for about like 4 years now. So
yeah,
a song's obviously got to change a bunch in that time.
Of course.
Yeah, so I think we're just super keen. We've got a couple other songs like that are ready that we're kind of keen to flesh out in the studio, and yeah, just keen to keep playing more shows and see what the future holds. That's like the most fun part of being a musician at our level, is like you never really know what's next.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, no, that actually sounds very promising for both of you. It's very cool.
Yeah, thank you.
And yeah, no worries. Well, thank you both for coming on at such short notice.
Oh, no, that's all right. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, no worries. And yeah, like I said, we'll be popping details to the Oxford Art Factory gig on the website after the show.
Awesome,
so,
thank you.
Yeah, no worries. Well, thank you for coming on to OCR, boys.
Thanks so much. Have a good night.
No worries. Thank you.